Next patient is John Cook. Cook is C-O-O-K. C as in cat. John Cook, J-O-H-N, Cook. Date of birth is 6-8-1958. Date of visit 5-24. I'm sorry, 5-28-24. Please make a copy for Amy McCandless. M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S. McCandless, Amy, A-M-Y. N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending John Cook for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath, as well as nasal allergies. Has a prior history of asthmatic attacks. The patient has some cough, denies sputum production, but has post-nasal drip and nasal congestion and tightness in his chest. He has been using a nebulizer as needed and denied any gastroesophageal reflux. He does have depression and sleep disturbances. And a history for anxiety. He has quit drinking alcohol, though in the past he had been drinking on a regular basis. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient has a past history of recurrent bronchitis and a history of depression and denies significant history for surgery. He has had no pneumonia in the past. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Drank alcohol for many years and not presently. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Can you please add in the past history? Past history also is significant for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died at an elderly age, and he does not recall their illnesses. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever or asthma, but has some wheezing and cough and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has mild muscle stiffness and no significant joint pains. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medlist, albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, loratadine, 10 milligrams a day, and Trilogy Ellipta, 1 puff daily, 100 micrograms. Next, for a physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged white male is alert, face was flushed, and he has no peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, and skin turgor was good. His blood pressure, 140 by 80, pulse is 84, his patient's 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 156, saturation 100. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruising, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. There are wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. The heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus, with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Neck, paragraph, patch number 1 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. Number 3 number 3 is probable underlying COPD. And next line, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. CBC IgE level. And he was given refills on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Nasacort nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. And a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you also mention the patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a PFT? At the end, say thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy McCandless, McCandless. Amy McCandless. Thank you, Doc. To D'Souza.